Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Nothing says stress and reward more than The Block. Teams of two fight it out to renovate a home and see it sell for most on auction day. The Block is a staple for so many of us who watch it each and every day. Someone who certainly understands the appeal of the show and a great renovation is one of the show's judges, Darren Palmer, who is in his 10th year of judging. Darren, welcome to Joy Drive.
You really would hope I'd understand the value of those things, wouldn't you?
Fingers crossed. I mean, that's my first question. Do you? No.
The answer is yes, I do. Next.
This is your 10th year on The Block. When you started, did you ever imagine it being something you'd be doing for 10 years?
14 seasons is the number.
Wow.
14 seasons. That's a lot, right?
That is a lot.
You're all like thinking, how can he be 30 and have done 14 seasons? That's crazy. He surely doesn't look that old, but no, I'm a middle-aged dude.
I was going to ask you, what were you doing before The Block, Darren? But you're at school, obviously.
I wish. No, I had a whole life. I was an interior designer, and before that, I worked in advertising, graphic design. I've lived a long time. I'm 45, or nearly 45.
What would be your best advice for others looking to succeed as an interior designer or in business more generally?
In business generally, it would be find something that you're passionate about and look for every opportunity that you can get and then make the most of every opportunity and then look for all the opportunities that come from those opportunities and make the most of those and so on and so forth and so on.
Darren, I have no idea about interior design whatsoever, and I'm sure if I attempted something, it would look absolutely the worst you've ever seen. What is the number one mistake that people make, and what's your biggest tip?
The number one mistake is not writing a brief, and it is a really boring answer, but that is the best answer I could give you. Because something we do as designers is when we speak to a client, we'll listen to what they have to say, and then we return back a brief to them. And that defines all the things like time frames and budget and style and, you know, mood and all the inclusions and must-haves and must-nots and who's using it and what they use it for and all those things. And people renovating just don't do that for themselves. They just don't do it. So they end up starting somewhere and ending up completely somewhere else. And in doing that, they get lost a lot along the way. So write yourself a brief.
That's a really handy and very tangible tool.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, fantastic. We're chatting to Darren Palmer from The Block about his 10th year, aka 14th season, involved with the franchise, how he landed the role and what he loves about it. Darren, let's jump back to The Block for a second. This year's show is a little different. Why the change to a country location?
Oh, how many times can we do Melbourne Bayside and Melbourne, Albert Park, etc.? Like, we've done a lot of it. So how wonderful is it to get away and be in the countryside and see kangaroos? We saw kangaroos, like a lot.
Amazing.
A lot. We also saw a lot of mud, but we saw kangaroos.
Now, Darren, you've just renovated a place away from the city yourself. Tell us a little bit about that.
I have a house in Suffolk Park, which is the south end of Byron Bay. And it's not a renovation. It was literally a lick and stick of paint and just kind of making it a bit prettier than what it was when I bought it. I refurnished it and did all that jazz. But I've got a huge reno in mind for that one. I have, several different renovations of my own on the go right now. And, if you're ever wondering if I walk my talk, I do. I do tend to sort of do it quietly and then just sort of show them off when they're done. But I right now have sort of three renos running of my own, which Yeah, sounds like a lot because it's a lot.
Absolutely. But at least, as you said, you practice what you preach. Now, last night's episode of The Block was the top rating program of the night, and it was also about the heart of the home, the kitchen. How did the kitchen renos go?
Did you watch it?
Yes. Well, I can tell you exactly how it went, but...
How do you think they went? I think that was sick.
Absolutely. Tom and Sarah Jane absolutely crushed it. They won with a score of 30, which is amazing. What do you think makes a kitchen stand out?
Well, their kitchen stood out because it had that insane Fiaba copper fridge and that amazing Ilvi Majestic oven that were just like to die for. But the layout, the the flow, the choices, the materials, just everything that they chose there was just bloody heaven. So it was great. But it wasn't the only great kitchen of the day. I mean, Rachel Ryan's was good. I liked it a lot. I really loved Dylan and Jenny's, and I really loved Omar and Oz's. I think they were all exceptional.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a reason they're on the show. I was actually just looking at Warren, who already confessed that he'd be terrible at anything interior design. And I thought, should we go on the block?
We would lose.
Do you like each other?
Yeah, of course. We do.
Don't go on the block.
That's right. It's all drama, isn't it?
That is a really good tip. Thank you. If we're going to take anything away from it, it's that we should do that.
But do you reckon renovations are one of the most stressful things for couples to go through?
Oh, I don't even have to reckon that. That is literally a fact. That is, if you do the research on what most people divorce over, it's renovations and money.
Absolutely. And I mean, you feel that tension. That's one of the reasons The Block is such a great show to watch, because not only are you seeing some really awesome house transformations, but you're also seeing the drama. The drama.
Do you know how much I see on Instagram and on social media people saying, oh, I just wish there was less drama and just more renovation? I'm like, that's just not true, because otherwise you would look over the fence of a building site.
Yeah, totally.
It's just not true.
Totally.
So, Darren, your next job is going to be relationship counselor, I believe?
Hell no. I mean, part of what I do as a designer, if I'm doing something for people that own a home that, isn't a commercial job like an apartment building or something, or a job for myself, that part of that job, it's kind of like a hairdresser, like your job is to hear people's stuff and to manage their psychology and to help them through changes and to just, really guide them in a direction away from their comfort zone into a better place that they wouldn't have expected. And it takes work. It does actually take some empathy and some insight and some understanding of human behaviors and what drives people's behaviors away from and towards things. So, yeah, I mean, there's no way I would take that on as a job, because nah.
But you know what? You have taken on as a job, and for 14 seasons, The Block. So thank you so much for spending some time with us and celebrating your 14th season.
It's my absolute pleasure. Anytime.
That's Darren Palmer, judge on The Block, which airs Tuesdays to Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 7.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.